I'm Lizanne Flynn. I'm a master healer who holds space for any earthling as they reunite body and soul in their earthly experience. I'm a bridge for relationships between earthlings of all species so that the heart bond becomes stronger, deeper, and more loving. I serve in the roles of animal communicator, medium, and medical intuitive, and I use the tools of shamanic journeying and soul retrieval to support all earthlings in their recovery from past trauma. I'm certified as a Reiki master teacher and as a canine massage therapist. This is the Animal's Eye View podcast. The world of dreams is one of my most favorite dimensions of reality. And I think that reality and our human-centric perception of reality is a good place to start where dreams are concerned. In shamanistic terms, everything that we experience is reality, and it's just a matter of ordinary reality versus non-ordinary reality. And to a certain extent, I'm going to modify that right out of the gate for you, because even that represents an eternal perspective that we as humans have of duality, right? This or that, front or back, right or wrong, etc. And as we've talked about before, even a broken clock is right twice a day. In the world of animals, all energy is present for and to them, and therein lies their empowerment, because just like us, they have free will. Just like us, their bodies have biological instinct hardwired into that physical form that may at times override their choices, and yet they also recognize much more than we do their ability to respond versus react in any given situation. They know that their bodies give them emotions of survival, say, to name one, and they get to choose whether to react to that or to respond to that in any given situation. And it's funny, just now, I'm feeling the nudge of a cold nose under my arm, courtesy of dog, who is showing me their paws as an example. You may have a canine companion who doesn't like their feet to be touched and may react with fear and defensiveness in increasing degrees of warning should you be silly enough to touch said paws. If we pull on that thread of energy, we can feel that touching of their paws is directly related to the nervous system's sympathetic stress response of flight away from a situation that feels uncomfortable and threatening to them. In other words, another predator, which you are, by the way, hampering the dog's ability to run away from a situation for survival. And yes, you'll likely say, well, trimming their nails is hardly attempted murder. To your dog, though, that biological ability to run to safety is no different than yours. Yes, I would say getting a pedicure is one of my most favorite treats, and it might be one of yours as well. And the word treats then comes into play. So counterconditioning and desensitizing your dog to getting their nails trimmed offers them a choice of responses. It's so important to honor where they are energetically, their emotions and long-term feelings over negative experience in the past with nail trims, and thus empowerment and more confidence for them to choose to please you with less reactivity of fear. And perhaps dreams for us, and I think for any being, are no different in terms of reality, because they can elicit the exact same physiological responses within your body as any other planetary experience. Sure, for instance, you may have been changed into a fairy in your dream and have wings. Who among us has not had that happen? And that doesn't change the fact, though, that you're still connected to your physical body that doesn't have wings. So because your body in this dimension doesn't have wings, or at least ones you can see in this reality and in the dimension, if you will, of dreams, the form that energy you, the being having an energetic experience on earth you, will feel these appendages, because the body is just that smart in interpreting energy for you from all sorts of places and will remain for as long as you're here the best vehicle for informing all of your choices, hands down, and yes, pun intended. And yes, while some dreams might be a cleaning of the cobwebs, if you will, from your brain, there just might be a nugget hidden amongst the images of contrast that will likely be in the language of metaphors. And the reason why of metaphors, I think, has to do with a metaphor being the best way to get the point of a story across in ways that the direct message simply can't. Even though what we think, as my oldest son has said, why don't they just send me a text message? And to that, the universe would likely chuckle and say, where's the fun in that? And, quoting again, because you're on Earth to make choices and to increase your awareness on a soul path level, this isn't about winning the game. This is about playing the game, underscored the word playing, with joy, compassion, and freedom. And the animals would add, quote, geez, you guys always take the fun out of being here, end quote. And by you guys, they're not talking about the universe or your guides. They're talking about us, the human animal, small a. We're on our way to the capital H of human, like dog or cat or walrus or snake. And dreams are the perfect way for you as an individual energetic fingerprint to buy your clues from Vanna so that other human animals can follow your lead and so collective awareness grows. Metaphors have long been a way for humans to attempt to make sense of this crazy planet and situations that we encounter. We created whole systems of gods and goddesses and other creatures, as well as their stories of both triumph and tragedy to mirror our own, so that we can suss out the meaning of, say, the elements and how they are and apply them to our lives. If you're interested in further exploration of myths and metaphors, look no further, in my humble opinion, than Joseph Campbell. I'll put a link in the podcast notes to his website that's managed by other individuals as he has already transitioned. I've kept a dream journal since 2006, more or less at times, and kept track of those dreams of significance. And for me, those are the ones that I remember particularly. You may be saying, but Lizanne, I don't remember any of my dreams. And I want to validate that for you, definitely. Try this. Before you go to bed each night, start with a simple intention and say, I will remember my dreams. That's it. Just five words holding space for the DMs the universe chooses specifically for you every single night. No dream is random, and every dream may contain the nuggets of light that I referenced earlier. Then again, there may be some dreams that simply knock you on your tuchus, where you wake up and go, what the H-E double hockey sticks was that all about? The dreams may be messages about a situation past, present, or future. They may be about relationships past, present, or future. And the key is not to try and make them fit your current reality. If you interpret them based on the metaphors, you'll have a much easier time seeing the support and the connection that the universe at large wants to gift you. Because dreams are absolutely a gift. Just think about the concept of dreams for a minute. That's just crazy. Even the ones that scare us and make us fearful of what might happen or hopeful about what could happen, etc. You're here to gain awareness, remember, and the universe so wants to support your choices. You're not being punished, as some religions might imply, only to have your soul withheld from you if you make certain choices or act in a certain way. Everything is available to you, so it's up to you to make this lifetime count, and no pressure. Don't worry either if you can't get the resonance of the dream right away. That's happened to me so many times before. So I just sit and I go with what resonates about the dream. And speaking of resonance, that's truly what anything on this planet is about. It's how you felt inside of the dream when presented with these situations or imagery that really matters, which is the point of the metaphor as well. This isn't meant to be rocket science, y'all. This is meant to be a DM dropped in a moment of time directly into your experience and brain and nervous system, so that you'll understand better about this human experience. It's unlikely to solve a problem, so don't look for that. Don't look for the answer. Rather, reach for an understanding of guidance and what your choices and options are. Nobody's ever going to get off this planet without having to interact with free will. Trust me on that one. A few of my dreams have been real barn burners. One in particular years ago was this. I was traveling in a car on 6th Avenue here in Denver, headed east into downtown, which as locals know turns into 8th Avenue at some point. A tornado was building over the city. I was going against the traffic that was headed away from the storm. So metaphor numbers 1 through 4, the numbers 6, 8 are tornado and going against the flow of traffic. And so the dream continues. As I got closer to the tornado, there were a couple of giant 8mm film reels that were rolling towards the car that I was in, and I felt sure that I was going to be crushed. Just at the last moment, though, the reels of film were lifted up and to the left of the car and onto the buildings that lined the road and out of my way. And I remember in the dream looking up and thinking, oh, wow, that's crazy. My car didn't get crushed by these giant rolls of film, and so it was kind of taken care of. And so those would be metaphor numbers 5 through 8, past situations from my life that were perhaps bothering me, and a firm structure able to handle them so I wouldn't get harmed again. Back in the dream, close to the tornado now, I felt the car being lifted up into the eye of the storm, and I heard my 7-year-old voice saying, "Mommy, I'm scared," while at the same time, a priest was present for my mom, and right then I heard a voice that said, "You'll be all right if you just stay grounded." Those would be metaphors 9 through 11, a young girl, my mom, religion, and the universe itself. And then I woke up with my heart pounding for sure. This is a dream, interestingly enough, that I've applied to other situations that have come up. And yet, right now in my life, its application feels most resonant with current present conditions. As you can see, I noted which symbols or metaphors stuck out for me and or were highlighted in particular by the universe. Numbers will usually be important, as will colors and weather conditions. Feel free to use generic resources for dreams and numerology, and yet don't try to make it fit. For instance, if the number 47 appears, it's not necessarily a metaphor unless your body communicates a feeling to you about these numbers. So take the generic resources that you're going to find on the interwebs with a pound of salt. The same thing with colors and or other objects. Well, yeah, you might say, but a tornado can only mean one thing, right? Yes and no. For humans, a tornado is not usually a good thing because we see it as destruction of what's already present and therefore change. In the world of energy, a tornado has tremendous power to dismantle what needs to be dismantled because conditions are exactly right for a change. So in the energy language of dreams, a tornado is about arriving perhaps at a certain place in time and deliberately following a path that leads straight into the dismantling part, because change is the only constant on this planet anyways. And I would encourage you to still use, as I said, the interwebs for the meaning of tornado in dreams, which is exactly how I search for different meanings. It's only what resonates for you, and the example that I use is that of a rose. Say you had a dream about a rose, and everyone else on the planet had a dream about a rose. For each of us, the rose would resonate differently. For some, it might be the smell, for others, the feel of the petals, still others, the color of the petals, and still others, the presence of thorns or not. A rose is not just a rose is a rose, to misquote Gertrude Stein deliberately. And as well, Juliet from Shakespeare, a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. Well, what if the rose in someone else's dream smelled like peanut butter? Yes, in the language of dreams, these DMs are so personalized because every single piece of you and your experience is known to the universe intimately. The smell of peanut butter may well be a smell that someone associated with love, as when their mother or grandmother or auntie made them a peanut butter sandwich without jelly, because at that age in life, they didn't like jelly. And don't go too far down the rabbit hole with this. Stick with your dreams and what messages you're given. Your rose might be yellow, for instance, and you could look up the meaning of a yellow rose, friendship, by the way. And at the same time, there also might be B, as in capital B-E-E, on your rose. Your dreams always have plenty of nuances to keep your brain occupied. And once again, it only matters how the metaphor feels to you. Solving a puzzle and getting the answer isn't the purpose of dreams. They're truly meant to be a heads up for you. Treat them this way, lightly, with a bit of fun, and not too seriously, even the ones like what I had. Don't be surprised if more resonance comes with time. They can be like that, meaning it's not a one-off. Energy is always shifting, and so, by the way, are you. Again, I'll repeat, don't try to make it fit. That resonance will be present or it won't. This isn't about answering questions. It's about giving guidance to you, a very precious and unique soul energy and physical experience on a planet of unified duality, where only balance and partnership are the way forward and together. At least that's how the universe, via their dream DMs, see it. Thanks for listening today. Leave a review and be sure to subscribe to this podcast. I offer all new clients a free 15-minute consultation. To schedule online, go to lizanneflynn.com. Come and find me on social media, Facebook, Twitterverse, Instagram, and LinkedIn. I encourage you to sign up for my quarterly newsletter on my website, where I also post notices for upcoming events, the starting date of courses in the Animal's Eye View Academy, and online psychic fairs. The episodes of this podcast are available on my YouTube channel, complete with subtitles. You'll find that link in my podcast footer, and be sure to subscribe. Tune in 2 weeks' time, where the next message from our animal ambassador, Elephant Seal, awaits, and I'm hearing the sound of Elephant Seal snoring. Hopefully that will keep your imagination occupied until the podcast drops again. This has been the Animal's Eye View Podcast. I'll see you next time.